Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India advises its nationals not to travel to Iran by air or land. Israel and Lebanon agree to extend ceasefire by 3 weeks. Donald Trump announces biggest price cut on drugs after landmark deal with U.S. pharma giants. 17 Somali migrants die in a boat capsized in waters off Algerian coast. And in ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, India leads with 9 medals, including 2 gold in Egypt. And now the news in detail. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran, whether by air or land. The embassy said airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. It further reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated land border routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks at the White House last night. Trump hosted Israel's ambassador to Washington, Yechiel Leiter, and Lebanese ambassador to U.S. Nada Muawad in the Oval Office for a second round of U.S.-facilitated talks. Trump said the meeting between the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors to the United States, the second in the past week, went very well. The initial 10-day ceasefire had been due to expire on Monday.
Lebanon and Israel, and we had a great meeting with the very high officials of Lebanon and very high officials of Israel, and we think that the president of Lebanon and the prime minister of Israel over the next couple of weeks will be coming here. They've agreed to an additional 3 weeks of, I guess, no firing, ceasefire, no more firing. Let's see. We hope that happens. Not going to happen between them, but they do have Hezbollah, think about, and we're going to be working with Lebanon to get things straightened out in that country. I really believe it's something we can do pretty easily.
Meanwhile, the U.S. president has ruled out using a nuclear weapon in the war against Iran, noting that he hopes to make the best peace deal with the Islamic Republic and does not want to rush himself. He added that he achieved success in Iran.
I took it out militarily. Now what we're doing is sitting back and seeing what deal. And if they don't want to make a deal, then I'll finish it up militarily with the other 25% of the targets. We've hit 78% of the targets that we've wanted to hit. We've knocked out their manufacturing. We've knocked out their missile production. We've knocked out their drone production. We've knocked out everything. In some cases, when I say knocked it out, 70, 80, 90%. It's amazing what we've done.
Britain and France voiced hope that military plans to secure the Strait of Hormuz were coming together and would succeed in restoring trade flows through the vital passage at a 2-day meeting in London involving more than 44 countries from every continent. Military planners discussed the practicalities of a multinational mission led by the UK and France to protect navigation in the key waterway following a sustainable ceasefire. British Defence Minister John Healey and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin said in a joint statement that they were confident that real progress can be made. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said more than a dozen countries have agreed to participate in the mission to free up navigation in Hormuz. On Wednesday, Iran had said it would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz as long as the United States continued to blockade its ports. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced sweeping agreements with major pharmaceutical companies to lower prescription drug costs, calling it the biggest cut in drug prices in the U.S. history. Speaking at the White House, Trump said one of the leading firms, Regeneron, had agreed to offer medicines at most favored nation prices, adding that the numbers will come down at levels that nobody has ever seen before. With this announcement, 17 of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, representing 80% of the branded drug market, agreed to sell their drugs to American patients at the lowest prices anywhere in the world. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 17 Somali migrants died as a boat capsized off the Algerian coast in the waters between the African country and Spain. Somalia's ambassador to Algeria, Yusuf Ahmed Hassan, informed Somali state media about the tragedy. The victims include 12 men and 5 women who drowned when the boat capsized. Algerian Foreign Ministry confirmed that a group of African migrants had died in a coastal province about 100 kilometers west of the capital, Algiers. The route between North Africa and Spain is one of several commonly used by migrants seeking to reach Europe, often involving overcrowded and unseaworthy boats. In US, at least 10 people were injured as two groups of people opened fire at each other inside the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge today. Baton Rouge Mayor Sid Edwards said, two groups of people got into an argument inside the food court and started shooting at each other. He said 10 people were at local hospitals with various injuries and at least 2 needed surgery. Police said that there were no immediate arrests as shooters were still at large. It is the second instance of gun violence in Louisiana this week. On Sunday, a father fatally shot 8 children, including 7 of his own, in an attack on his family that stretched across 2 houses in the Shreveport neighborhood. The United Nations experts have expressed serious concern over the continued and widespread abduction and forced religious conversion and marriages targeting women and girls from minority communities in Pakistan. Experts mentioned that in 2025, around 75% of the women and girls affected by forced conversion through marriage in Pakistan were Hindus, while 25% were Christians. They warned that the climate of impunity fuels the relentless practice across the country. Nearly 80% of incidents occurred in Pakistan's Sindh province, with girls aged between 14 and 18 being particularly targeted. According to the experts, women and girls facing poverty and marginalization face heightened risks and are often subjected to physical and sexual abuse, exploitation, social stigma, and severe trauma. President of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, Annalena Baerbock, will visit India next week and hold several bilateral meetings with government officials. Her spokesperson, Lanice Collins, said, President of the 80th session of the UNGA, Baerbock will hold multiple bilateral meetings with various government officials and will also meet the UN country team in India, led by UN resident coordinator Stefan Preisner. This will be Baerbock's first visit to India in her capacity as president of the UNGA. She had previously traveled to the country when she served as Germany's foreign minister. On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS-MENA consultations, Secretary South in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Nina Malhotra, met Russia's Deputy Prime Minister, Berisenko Georgi. In a social media post, the ministry said the two sides exchanged their views on the recent developments in the MENA region. He added, both sides also discussed some bilateral aspects of cooperation between the two friendly countries. Dr. Nina Malhotra also met Iran's Special Envoy for the Middle East, Mahdi Soshastari, and China's Special Envoy on the Middle East, Ishu Zhai Jun. At the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Junior World Cup, young Indian shooters were leading the medals tally with 9 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silvers and 3 bronze in Cairo, Egypt. Prachi Gaikwad struck gold firing 354.6 in the final of the junior women's 50-meter rifle event yesterday, overcoming individual neutral athlete Daria Chupraiz. This was India's second gold of the competition after Shiv Narwal had won the men's 10-meter air pistol event on the opening day of the competition on Tuesday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India advises its nationals not to travel to Iran by air or land. Israel and Lebanon agree to extend ceasefire by 3 weeks. Donald Trump announces biggest price cut on drugs after landmark deal with U.S. pharma giants. 17 Somali migrants die in a boat capsize off Algerian coast. And in ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup, India leads with 9 medals, including 2 gold in Egypt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.